Three teenagers stand in the shadows of Ford's Theater, hearts pounding as history's most tragic night unfolds before them. Dak can barely contain himself. Every fiber of his being screams to rush forward, to warn President Lincoln, to change what he knows is coming. But should he? This isn't just about saving one man's life. It's about understanding something far more profound, that some moments in history, however painful, shape the world in ways we can't fully comprehend. Lincoln himself provides the answer. When Dak finally confronts him with desperate warnings, the president responds with a wisdom that transcends his own mortality. He understands that his death will serve a purpose greater than his life, cementing the Union's victory, transforming him from controversial politician into martyred saint, ensuring the permanence of emancipation. It's a lesson that cuts deep. Sometimes the most heroic act is accepting what cannot be changed. As the three friends reconcile and prepare for their final mission to ancient Greece, they carry this heavy truth with them. The Infinity Ring glows in Sarah's hands, ready to transport them to the prime break, the moment when all of history hangs by the thinnest thread. The Mediterranean sun hits like a physical force as they materialize in ancient Corinth. For a history enthusiast like Dak, it's overwhelming. The actual streets where Aristotle walked, the marketplace where ideas that would shape Western civilization were first debated over wine and olives. But there's no time for tourist wonder. Somewhere in this bustling ancient city, their enemies are working to assassinate Alexander III before he becomes Alexander the Great, unraveling everything that follows. Think about the weight of that mission. If Alexander dies prematurely, there's no spread of Greek culture across the known world, no Hellenistic period, no fusion of Eastern and Western thought. The Roman Empire develops differently, or perhaps not at all. Christianity, Islam, the Renaissance, all of it potentially altered or erased. It's like pulling a single card from the bottom of a house of cards, except the house is human civilization itself. Arrested at the League of Corinth headquarters, the trio faces a chilling question. Have they already broken history? Every action creates ripples. That soldier Dak bumped into might have been needed elsewhere. Aristotle enters, not as a marble statue, but as a grief-stricken man. When they reveal Olympias's plot to murder Alexander, his composure shatters. Alexander was his student, almost his son. But they're too late. A messenger announces Alexander has been murdered by a red-haired woman. Tilda struck first. The prime break has occurred. Rick offers hope. They can travel back further and intercept Tilda before she acts. Traveling within a timeline they visited risks paradoxes and temporal duplicates. But what choice remains? As they activate the ring, Aristotle struggles to comprehend technology that treats time as navigable space. Then something impossible happens. They glimpse shadowy versions of themselves in the distance, accompanied by strangers, doppelgangers making different choices. The implications are staggering. Are they creating new branches of reality with every jump? They materialize near Philip's palace to immediate danger, guards and attack dogs charging across manicured gardens. Aristotle's reputation offers brief protection before they're running through hedges, pursuit closing in. Dak scrambles up a statue of Plato, a soldier's sword at his chest, saved by a philosopher's monument while trying to save philosophy's most famous student. The soldier reveals himself as Alexander, young, suspicious, but willing to listen. Inside, Olympias coldly dismisses their warnings and defends her friend, Tilda, confirming their worst fears. The enemy has already infiltrated the royal household. Alexander leads them to the inevitable confrontation. When Tilda appears flanked by armed men, a temporal distortion creates a duplicate Tilda beside the original. The eternity ring on her finger glows with unnatural light, warping reality itself. Rick doesn't hesitate. He lunges forward, seizes the ring, and smashes it against the floor. The sound, like reality itself cracking, reverberates through the hall. One Tilda vanishes in impossible light. The remaining Tilda screams, years of planning collapsing instantly. Sometimes the most heroic acts are the simplest, not elaborate plans, but straightforward courage when it matters most. Abstract history becomes visceral as Dak and Rick are swept into battle. Screams of the wounded, metallic taste of blood, ground trembling beneath thousands of feet. This isn't a documentary. People are dying around them. Sarah prevents King Philip's poisoning, saving Alexander from the tainted wine. In that split-second decision, she preserves the timeline. The cataclysm is averted. But personal triumph awaits Dak when he spots faces he never expected. His parents, fellow time travelers lost months ago. Their reunion amid violence creates surreal contrast, joy blooming in the unlikeliest place. When Rick is captured, Dak doesn't hesitate. He mounts a horse and charges after his friend, leaping from horseback onto Rick's captor in a desperate rescue. Rising from the dust victorious, they stand not just as time travelers, but as friends willing to risk everything for one another. The greatest stories aren't about grand historical moments. They're about the personal connections that give those moments meaning. Alexander's conquests matter less than the loyalty between teacher and student, the love between parents and child, the friendship that refuses to leave anyone behind. By King Philip's fire, Dak confronts war's brutal reality. In books, battles sound almost glorious, he admits, but there's nothing glorious about watching people die. Alexander responds, "Victory comes at a terrible price. Yet we fight because the alternative is worse." This reveals the human side behind the legend. Alexander isn't yet the great, just a young man grappling with leadership's weight. Aristotle extracts wisdom from chaos. Perhaps the true measure of greatness is not conquest, but what one builds after the fighting ends. These words will shape Alexander's approach, leading him to blend cultures rather than simply subjugate them. When departure arrives, Resender makes an unexpected decision. He'll remain to study with Aristotle. "This is where I belong," he explains. The farewell is bittersweet. Their trio, forged in danger, is breaking apart. Standing on Aristotle's balcony, Dak feels profound completion mixed with uncertainty. Have they truly fixed everything? The familiar sensation of time travel envelops them one final time. When Dak and Sarah materialize in their own era, the absence of historian headquarters initially alarms them. Has their mission failed? But as they approach Sarah's neighborhood, hopeful signs emerge. Clean streets, children playing freely, no signs of oppression. The moment of truth arrives at Sarah's front door. Her parents answer, healthy, happy, with no memory of the dark timeline. Emotions overflow. Sarah's family represents every family that now lives in peace because three young people were brave enough to travel through time. As they celebrate around the dinner table, darkness stirs elsewhere. In ancient Athens, defeated Tilda encounters a mysterious stranger offering escape and revenge. She accepts his hand and vanishes, planting seeds of new threats. History isn't fixed. It's alive and vulnerable to manipulation. Dak and Sarah have won this battle, but the war for history's integrity continues. Every moment matters. Every choice ripples through time. And vigilance is freedom's eternal price. We are all time travelers. Our decisions today shape tomorrow's world. The question isn't whether we'll affect the future, but whether we'll have the courage to protect it when it matters most.